Hey, we are
having Howard Simon in studio. It's a big day for Howard. He worked for years at GR, Empire Sports, and you're being celebrated tonight going into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited because I get to hang out with you now.
Oh, yeah, right.
You'll teach me the secret handshake.
Is that what you're wearing for tonight, by the way?
No, I have to put a suit and tie on for this thing.
It was really your work at WBEN, though, that put you over the top, that got you in.
Yeah.
I think
that's
so.
What did it.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Were you even born?
No.
No. They ignored the last 30 years of your career and just
focused
on... Which
was probably a really smart idea because I ignored the last 30 years of my career.
Oh, my gosh. So.
Well, this is awesome. You're going into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. A pretty big honor for you. Did you think that this... I think it's a long time coming, Howard. But, I mean, what a way to kind of cap it off. But you're still not done yet. I'm still seeing you.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Isn't that the best part, though? I mean, you can work when you want.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's the greatest thing ever. If only we could do this when we're in our 30s and 40s. I wish I could have figured out how to do it. But yeah, it's a lot. It beats working full time. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we have a special surprise for you. I mean, you know, by now you've seen the big Josh Allen billboard on the other side of the Statler is going to be Howard Simon.
Wow,
that's
yes!
we're putting it up there as a congratulations.
That is so cool. Thank you very much.
Just what you've always needed and what we've been clamoring for.
Wow. Can
13
you
stories tall.
Have you talked to the city about traffic control? Because do you know how many people
are going to
be?
We don't have the permits either, but we're gonna make it happen.
Don't worry about a thing.
I have like an old BEN publicity photo. If you want to just scotch tape that on a
window
somewhere,
use that one.
That'd be great.
I can see that now.
Right?
Taping it to the Statler.
Yeah, just scotch tape it on a window. I've got hair.
Yeah.
I'm about 80 pounds thinner, so it's really cool.
What a way to wind up the career, though. Right?
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I thought the coolest part was after I found out I was going in. I don't know if you did this when you got the call. I went onto the website and I wanted to look up all the sportscasters who are in there. And I'm thinking, what am I doing with these people?
Some pretty good company.
But that's so cool because a lot of them are people that I watched. Van's in there, Murph's in there, Azar's in there.
They're like mentors, right?
That's right. These are Stan Barron, I think, is in. I like listened to and watched these people when I was at Buff State, when I got here in 89, and I thought, oh my God, like I'm in the same group. I don't know how that happened, but it's really cool because I admired and respected all of those people to a very great deal.
You go down the list, you probably also see some, you see the names that you know, you probably also see some names that jog your memory that you haven't thought of in a long time.
Well, there's a guy by the name of Tim Wenger there, and I'm not sure why he got in. I think he got in on his wife's coattails, probably, right? Susan, I think that's fair to say.
Oh, no.
But no, there are. There are people in there that, you know, when I got here in the 80s at Buff State, I listened to the radio all the time. You know, one of my favorite DJs was Roger Christian. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to look at the list and... Even like before me, you know, like the greats, the Ralph Hubbles of the world and the people who are the foundation of broadcasting in Buffalo are in that hall. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now it's you.
Yeah, so you're going to be nice to me now. Is Alan Harris going to be nice to me now? That's the big question.
Of course.
Okay, I'm
well,
beginning
I'll be nice.
All right. Well,
for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. Yeah, there's got to be like a statute of limitations at some point. You don't have to be anymore.
Yeah.
You can just go back to the old ways.
The punching bag.
But for this
just
week.
Make fun of me. Yeah.
Enjoy.
This week is your week.
Enjoy tonight.
I get the whole week. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
No, enjoy it.
Yeah,
enjoy it all.
I will. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Tim tonight.
All right, great. Yeah. Oh, congratulations
Thank
from
you,
all of us here at Odyssey Buffalo. We
My
love
pleasure.
You, Howard.
Thank you. Well, you know, this is it for all of us, not just for me.
Yeah. Right. And also congratulations to the other inductees. I know Mary Travers Murphy, she's going in.
Yep.
Sheila
yes,
Murphy's going in. There's a bunch of others, too. So
Nick Mackay flew in for this one. He's
right.
going in.
There
you go.
So he's the star. I think he's the big name in the class.
No, don't sell yourself short.
I think Nick Mackay's got me beat a little bit. Brian.
You are at the top of our list, Howard.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you people need to get out more.
All right. Howard Simon in the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame tonight.